don't call me up and don't talk to me for 5 minutes.
Shit.
You're like, hey, man, let's do a podcast. Okay, yeah, let's do it. Oh, hold on. Just wait for 15 minutes. Okay, I know. I'll wait for 15 minutes. And then wait for 15 minutes, and then you call me, and fucking nothing.
Hey.
What is that supposed to be?
It's how I get you.
Well, you are going to get me one way or another.
I'm going to find you. I'm going to do the thing.
I'm going to hump you.
With the ding.
That's what that song's about, right? It's about humping.
No, that's gross. No one would do that. Nobody you know would what? Ever.
What percentage of all songs are about humping?
All.
Really?
Everyone.
Wow. Well, speaking of songs about humping, do you want to go over Rolling Stone's all-time greatest 100 best albums of the decade?
They, what? The Rolling Stones put out 100 records in the past 10 years?
Yeah, man. Just in 10 years, 100 albums.
I would believe it. I would believe. Right.
Yeah, Rolling Stone says The Arcade Fire's Funeral is Canada's best album of the decade. And America's number 6.
What?
I don't know. No, it's they listed it as number 6. Their number 6 best album of the decade. And that's the highest ranking Canadian.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you
what
go.
Where did they put his number 1?
Doesn't matter.
What did they put as number 10?
Kanye West, The College Dropout.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
New Pornographers are also on that list there.
Hmm.
Speaking of Canadians.
Hmm.
They gave Electric Version, which, I don't know. Is that their best one? Probably. Number 79. 79th best album of the decade.
Wow. They got that shit down to a science.
They sure do.
You know how they do that?
D20? 5 times?
No. Oh. No, they get 100 CD players, and they put on the 100 best CDs of the decade, and then...
Whichever one is the loudest?
Whichever one they turn off last. They turn them off in order, like, oh, I don't want to see more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 1 is Radiohead Kid A.
It's a pretty good record.
I think every Radiohead album that came out in the last 10 years is on this list.
I believe that.
I don't know how I feel about that. It's like, on
there's
one hand,
Muse on
we,
there,
I think we talked about this before with the last list that we saw
yeah.
or something. And it's like, hey,
yeah.
10 out of 100 best albums of the decade belong to one artist. Like, it's possible, and it's probably true, but it still feels kind of cheap somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it, yeah, it's just like, hey, you know, these guys, they're better than, everything they do is better than everybody else's everything.
Yep. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
How are you going to stop it?
Not pay attention to lists, I guess. 10 years is a long fucking time to come up with 100 albums that are the best.
That's only like 20 records every 2 years.
I know. That's not very many.
No.
That must be really... do you think that they're going to start now? Like, for the next 10 years, do you think they're going to... Do you think it's like a last minute rush when they have to make up one of these lists? Like, oh fuck, give me a list of all the albums that came out in the last 10 years, and we gotta fucking do this. Or do you think that they start from the beginning and keep a tally because they know they're gonna do it?
I would say 2 months ago.
Really?
That's when they started doing it. Yeah.
That's how do you even decide? Like the way that.
You get five guys in a room, and you say, everyone yell out records.
Yeah.
All right, I got 100.
But, like, you know, Billboard charts and whatnot and radio play and money-making, that mm-hmm. is a quantifiable way of deciding what this is the album that was the most popular or made the most yeah. money or was mm-hmm. the most widespread or whatever, you know? That's, like, that is a way of doing it. It doesn't mean it's the best. It doesn't mean anything, but that's a way to do it. But, man, like, lists like this, I know you trust Rolling Stone, or you might, people might. And, but how do you decide? Okay, we got Wilco, Yankee Hotel, Foxtrot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Okay, good.
And then we got Jay-Z, The Blueprint, number four. How do you decide which one of those albums is better than the other? Is what I would like to know. I'm not trying to like pick it apart and say that the list is dumb or anything like that, but just such a making lists of like just because it's music doesn't mean you can put it next to each other and compare it like that, you know? It's weird.
Yeah, because it yeah, who you can't.
It's almost like movies are easier to judge side by side, you know?
First thing in the morning, for sure that Jay-Z record is better. But like
the Wilco album though at 4 p.m.?
Yeah.
4 p.m. on a lazy Sunday or something?
Sure.
Oh, forget about
like,
it.
Definitely after the sun goes down.
Yes.
I'm gonna want the Wilco record.
That's an evening time.
Mm-hmm.
The Strokes, Is This It? Number two album of the decade.
What? What?
Yeah.
What? It's pretty good, but what?
It's good, but isn't it just sort of...
It don't break no ground. It don't zazz me up. It's
yeah.
Like,
it's like, oh, this is good. This is nice, you know?
How many Melvin's records are on there?
None.
One? Five?
Zero.
That list is a fucking abomination.
Well, does Rolling Stone magazine know who they are? Maybe they just didn't know, and maybe they need to be educated. And once they know...
They gotta put that shit in the title of that list, then. 100 best records of the 10 years that we know about.
Well, I think it's implied.
I suppose. They should include shit they don't know about.
Do you think The Strokes' Is This It is three albums better than White Stripes' Elephant?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Well, good.
What?
No.
Elephant. No.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
And why is a Bruce Springsteen album not the number one album of the decade in America? So downright un-American of this list to not list Bruce
Bunch
Springsteen.
Bunch of fucking kids.
Yeah.
Bunch of youths.
There are two Jay-Z albums better than the Bruce Springsteen, The Rising.
Which would you rather have, two Jay-Z records or one Jay-Z and one Bruce Springsteen record? That doesn't count. You're Canadian, so it's Jay-Z, so...
Jay-Z?
Yeah. Is that how he's marketed in your area?
Yeah.
More!
You go to the record store and it's Zed, comma, J. Right next to Zed, Zed Top.
Nice.
Anyway, you want to keep talking about this list, or...?
I don't know. What's number 100?
What's the worst album of the decade?
Yeah.
Is Leonard Cohen, 10 New Songs. Ugh.
Seems kind of tacked on.
Let's see here.
So I didn't know you subscribed to Rolling Stone magazine.
I do.
That's pretty good.
No.
Who's on the cover? How many staples are in there?
Let me find out.
Yeah.
Looks like the cover is Axl Rose.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Because that guy... underexposed.
2009's craziest photos, and Amy Winehouse's face is next to the link.
Yeah,
man, is she doing a new album or what's going on there?
I don't know. She's just getting surgeries right now.
Can she just while they're doing stuff? Can she just sing some stuff that someone else can take and make an album out of? You know what I mean?
Nice. I know. Just throw a microphone on that.
Yeah, just record all you can while you can, because we're going to need that. Yep. Maybe we can send Bruce Willis back in time to collect it on a DAT machine.
Yeah. I was talking to, you know, my good friend Scott.
Of course.
Yeah. I was talking to him about...
I don't really know him, but...
You know, I was thinking about getting a job, you know, next year or whatever, you know, and like...
He was or you were?
I was, you know.
Next year?
Yeah.
This year?
No, next year. Well, they are this year.
Later 2011. This year. 2011?
No. September. This year. September 11th.
Next. This coming up year.
Mm-hmm. This next. Future last year.
Sure, okay, got it.
And, you know, I was joking that, like, about how valuable all my record store experience is now, you know?
Not. It's obsolete.
Right. Yeah.
Also, record stores are obsolete.
I know. I was telling them that I was thinking about learning VCR repair.
Oh, man. You know that first-person Tetris?
Didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't, huh?
Uh-uh.
Okay, well,
did anyway. One of our Tweezlers?
Well, Jamie DeGailey sent me a link to it on Twitter.
You specifically?
Well, he put it out there, but he was like, this is specifically for Ryan because...
Oh, that's why I didn't, yeah.
Ryan.
That's why I didn't go to it. I figured it would have, like, your password or something. Like
yeah, exactly.
I would need to...
My credit card numbers are listed there.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking might as well. Everybody, just go ahead, use them, because fucking... you know, I'm not paying for that shit. since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
America. The first person Tetris, yeah. Well, anyway, there's a photo on the screen of a television and a Nintendo playing Tetris there. And it's like, it's funny that he pointed that out for me because the VCR on top of it is a VCR I totally had.
Mm.
I totally had that Nintendo and I totally played Tetris on it.
Wow.
I forgot to look at the TV.
That really was specifically for you.
What?
That really was specifically for you.
Yeah, and I don't think he even knew that I owned that VCR.
Did Jamie make it? Did he build that?
It's a JVC. JVC VCR. Oh, it's a Toshiba TV that I did not... own that TV. But, anyway.
Well, all right.
Yes.
So that's video game news.
First-person Tetris. Google it.
I want to see more video game news.
No, not really. Not really playing games. A little bit of Zelda still, but taking it slow.
What's 101?
101.
Do they say what didn't make the cut?
Honorable mentions or something?
Yeah.
They should have.
Thanks for showing ups.
Lady Gaga cancels gig after collapsing backstage.
What are you going to do?
Singer had exhaustion, Reptiles RS.
RS? Reptiles R Us?
Two Dixie chicks returned as courtyard hounds. What this means? Maybe it's like a... Oh, Emily and Marty? Is one of them named Marty? Okay. Planned side project, tour.
Wow. That Gaga Baga, she played on the Oprah show the day after canceling the Purdue University show.
I'm old. I don't have television, so I barely know who she is.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a problem with her.
Mm-mm.
Does anybody? Is everybody unanimously like, yeah, that's pretty cool? Because that's the feeling I get.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think anyone's like, oh, she's so...
Yeah.
Whatever, like, if you found a problem with her.
It seems like she's popular on the merits of her pop music.
Yeah.
You know, the way that pop music people are.
Yep,
and then it seems like maybe people like us are like, hey, that ain't bad.
No, I think her music's just fine. She's got, I like all the crazy clothes she comes with. She never wears the same, she's got all the crazy clothes, and she never shows up in them twice. That's amazing.
I like it. That's what an entertainer does.
Exactly.
Rose, are you listening?
Yeah.
What if he was?
You know, I mean, yeah, she's got pop songs. They're not overly, like, demanding of...
Sure.
So, yeah, why not?
Which is good. I hate demanding music.
Wear a bunch of crazy blouses, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, look at this, a blouse. That's how she talks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What else is in the news? Teddy Pendergrass loses cancer battle at age 59.
Oh, what's he going to do now?
Join the cancer bats?
Cancer battle cat?
Cancer battle bats.
That's terrible. If you don't know him by now, you will never know him.
Did he sing that?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
At age 59 he sang that?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Well, probably. I mean, that was probably either the show opener or closer for many years.
Why am I looking at Rolling Stone? Oh.
I don't know. That's all the hottest news. That's all the freshest Elite Underground tips.
Would you like to know the moments that changed rock in the 2000s?
That sounds like it's... That sounds like 1,000 years. I don't think they should be making those lists. The 2000s, that's like...
We're not done yet.
That's not like saying best of the 1900s.
Yeah.
You know? No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's see.
Let's
scroll through this year.
What else? What happened?
In the year 2000, NSYNC demolished the records for 1 week album sales. That's not rock music.
Who did what?
Come on. See, Eminem and Elton John hugged. An iPod came out.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Is Napster on there?
I don't know, maybe. I'm trying to figure out this sentence. Major label rap rock stars ruled when a new wave of young rockers crashed the party in 2001. We met the White Stripes, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, the Hives, the Strokes, and Interpol.
Wow. Oh, some of us spilled a whole can of pop all over our desk and need to pause this show.
All right.
All right. Oh, shit.
So convenient.
You know what's nice? Looks like my desk is pretty level.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's all sitting right there.
You could have spilled a level on it.
Yeah. All right, hold on a second.
All right.
Or talk.
What? You want me to vamp?
That's nice.
What's nice?
Well, this desk is clean now, man.
Oh. Maybe that was like God's way of telling you to clean up your filth.
Maybe.
What kind of pop did you spill?
Oh, Diet Coke.
Oh, that's the kind you want.
It's the soap of pops.
It's the kind they use in the Mentos because it's not sticky.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. So...
And we're back?
And we're back.
That was music update. I don't want to talk about that no more.
Okay. So Lost is coming up, dude.
Oh my god, can you fucking believe it?
I'm palping it.
I want to go back and watch all of Lost again right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it was funny. Okay, so we watched this thing on ABC. It was just like a half hour recap or whatever. It was basically, it was bullshit.
A recap of Lost?
Yeah, but it was like...
Hey, if you've never heard of Lost, now's your chance to hear about it.
Yes, exactly. It was totally for people who, like, if you've never ever fucking watched it and you're thinking about watching it because everyone's fucking talking about it, here's some shit you might want to know.
Well, good. They should do that. It's not for us.
No, but it was...
No, I mean, that's always going to... I want to see a face of a Charlie, let's say, or
yeah,
maybe...
Yeah, sure. They glossed the shit
Mr.
over
Echo
it, though.
And his stick? They probably showed a lot of Mr. Echo clips, right?
It was all Mr. No, there's no Mr. Echo. But
guess
okay.
Who's back? Bitches.
So they okay, it's on ABC. Lost is on ABC. ABC is a channel. Channels are on TV. You know?
Stands for what does it stand for?
What? Video channel?
Stands for African Bum Cleaner.
Oh yeah. Mr. Echo only uses.
Oh my god.
Okay. So
that's racial.
It was on ABC, and it was a half hour long, and they have, like, we got celebrity guests.
Half an hour?
Yeah, half an hour.
What are you going to do in half an hour?
I'll tell you what
Make
they did in half an hour.
Make their voice like this?
They did. they were going to have celebrity guests talking about how much they love Lost, you know?
Oh, God. Sounds like
and
a disaster.
It was Regis.
Ugh. I don't think I like the show anymore.
Alex Trebek.
What?
Whoopi Goldberg,
only game show hosts,
and one of the Desperate Housewives,
Wow, that's the market they're going after, huh? Those are the only... That's the demo that has not watched Lost.
Who was in the hall when they... All right, we're making a... We got a half-hour thing. Because those are all ABC shows. Regis is on ABC. Jeopardy is ABC. Desperate Housewives, all that
W.
shit.
W.
So, it's just all people that was just like, hey, all you standing around eating danishes.
They couldn't get Jimmy Kimmel?
They had a whole long-ass thing of Jimmy Kimmel on there. Like,
oh, good.
On the set, they played a bunch of Jimmy Kimmel's old clips of going to the Lost area.
Oh, really?
Lostatorium. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Pumped, though. You got theories? You got theorems? You got postulates?
I got some postulates in the back of my throat. I don't really know how to
lance them.
Yeah. Good morning, Lance. They won't tell us anything, so how can I know?
What's gonna happen?
I'm gonna watch the shit out of that show is what's gonna happen.
Yeah?
Yeah, it'll be good.
You're gonna save them up?
Love it.
You're gonna watch them all at once at the end?
Yeah, a little while ago I went back and I did season 4 and 5. And it was such a delight to watch that. I don't really go back, you know, like since the show had started, I hadn't really gone back to any of it. And I was thinking that I was gonna rewatch the whole thing, and then I started on season 1. And I'm like, oh, this is bullshit. I'm watching season 1.
That's why I told you the thing. Okay, so this is okay. You know, I ain't got no job, right?
What?
You know, I ain't got no job.
Oh, sorry, I just didn't hear you.
Yeah. So we're watching the thing, and then the very last thing on that show was like, you fucking ready to catch the fuck up on Lost? And then they show this picture of, like, all 5 season DVD sets and whatnot.
Ugh.
And Heather starts chortling at it. She's like, hey, unemployed? You want to... Oh, shit, I didn't mean you. Oh, fuck, I wasn't talking about you. Because then I was like...
and you were like, is that the go-ahead for me to...
Right.
Kids are going to have to watch it sometime.
Yeah, I suppose. But, yeah, the end.
That's going to be, like, roots to them. It's going to be that thing everyone always talks about and
no one's seen. No. The most watched show that no one's seen.
There's going to be a new Star Trek with, like, well, probably Mr. Echo in it, I guess. and you're going to go, you know, that guy was in this show called Lost once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he'll host reading Rambo.
Ooh. Hey, speaking of what kids will watch in the future.
Reading Rambot. Yes.
Okay, you must be aware of a program out of the England EastEnders.
I've heard of it, but yes. Yeah. Wait. Continue.
Well, apparently there's a new program, EastEnders, because EastEnders is still on.
Okay. Are they rebooting the series?
E20.
Uh-oh.
EastEnders for the 90s.
Oh.
Online only.
Uh-oh.
9 minutes long.
Oh-ho. Wow, really? Minisodes?
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, when the kids are watching when they're watching the Star Trek with Mr. Echo on there, I predict that's what it's going to be.
Man.
The episodes will only be available on the back of macaroni and cheese boxes. So, yep.
Yeah. In those little two-position non-hologram cards. The back-and-forth animated GIF.
Ooh,
cards.
Lenticular.
What?
Lenticulars.
Is that what that's called?
Mm-hmm.
Triangle Bot.
That's how they make them.
Yeah, just like those billboards that clackety-clack and show 3 different images.
Mm-hmm. I love rubbing my nails on them lenticular things. I love that. Zip, 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 zip.
Sometimes you have to because it gets gunk in there, you know?
Ugh.
Gunk. You know, gunk.
I can't. It's. We don't say that word here.
Schmutz?
Whoa.
Ugh.
Yep. No, gunk is... It's an ethnic thing here.
No, I'm sorry. It's like a... Like a power droid or something.
Well, I took the bus to the unemployment line. There's a bunch of gunks.
Mm.
In all the seats.
Mm-hmm. Drunk. Mixed with...
Gunk.
Drunk on guns. I don't know. Yeah?
Drunken guns.
Hey, I saw a thing on television.
Okay.
Would you like to hear about it?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to know more?
Yeah.
tell me if what you know about this.
Okay.
Movie trailer.
Right.
With, like, is letterboxed, but in the upper letterbox, you know, they tell you the name of the movie and the date. So throughout the trailer, you always know what you're watching.
Hmm.
Have you noticed this?
I've never seen that before.
Okay. Maybe it's Canada only. Maybe it's one channel only. And I'm wondering if it's maybe only one movie studio. Because from what I've been able to notice in my limited experience with these, is it's only for shitty movies.
Okay.
Because if it's a big time movie with stars in it, you will recognize it immediately, and you won't need to be told what it is. This one right. was for Legion. The angels coming back to Earth, but this time they're mad. Thing, movie, you know that one?
Okay.
Well, anyway, so at the top of the screen, throughout the whole trailer, it says Legion in stars in theaters this Friday or whatever the date is. And the another one I remember was like the Underworld Vampires versus Werewolves movie.
Okay.
That thing? They did it for that as well. So I'm wondering if it's only one, if those are the same studio or...
The same movie?
It's, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's just weird. It's kind of off-putting because you're not used to having, you know, constant reminder of what it is that you're watching.
I don't think pudding can go bad.
What?
This is kind of off-putting. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, that's distracting. I don't know. It sounds like it would probably just be for yeah. They must have self-esteem problems, that movie studio.
Yeah, because if the trailer is good and the movie is exciting, you will stop and you will watch and go, hey, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
What is this? What is this movie coming up? I want to learn more about this. And I think they assume people are not stopping on the trailer, and they need to visually put the name of the movie there.
Yes,
for you.
They are PVR and DVVBPB.
People watching fast forward they're gonna you have to figure out how to prolong an image.
Yep.
So that's probably it. Mission
good
accomplished.
Job. Way to go.
Problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
It's mystery unveiled.
Yep. It's not going to, you know, TV.
Never. It'll never catch on.
Mm-mm. That's what I think is so funny about those guys arguing.
Which ones? The television guys?
Yeah, the TV guys all like, I want to be on at this time, and I want to be on at this time. It's like,
don't you know no one watches any of your shit at any time?
Yeah, and if they do, they're watching it the next day when they want.
Yeah. It's a weird thing to assume that, well, people only have one set of eyeballs, so therefore they can only watch one thing at a time ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to miss what else is on at that time.
Yeah.
When people are talking about, the show's going up against this show in this time slot, what's going to happen? Well, fucking nothing. I'm going to watch them both if they're good.
Yeah.
Man, if I had to pick one or the other, life would be terrible.
Yeah, that would suck. Remember that? That sucked.
I would, yeah. The time before VCRs.
Right, yeah, because even then, yeah, you had the VCR doing one thing.
And the time before VCR, yeah. There was nothing worth watching anyway. There was nothing
worth
recording.
No way. No fucking way they had two good things on at one time.
You weren't thinking, Three's Company's on, but also, what went up against Three's Company? And would you care if you missed one episode of either of those, whatever they were? No. Shit.
The continuity. I just don't know what's going on. You watch it the next week. I can't fucking understand it.
You go to work and people are around the water cooler or whatever they had in the 70s. What do you think they had in the 70s?
I don't know. News. Test patterns.
Oh, did you see?
Popeye.
Did you see last night's Three's Company? No, I missed it. I was watching that other show that was on at the same time. Oh, well, you missed a good one.
Yep.
Yeah, what happened? The same thing that always happened.
Spoiler alert, even.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you hear there's a new Chrissy? No, I did not. Why are you still watching it? Touche. Is how the conversation would go. I should have done two voices. It would have been more clear what I was doing there. Should have done some two and throat comedy.
That's good, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So you think? I mean, it's gonna.
And now
eventually,
it's like, man, people are even getting really good about not. You know,
trying to find enough hours in the day to watch the shows that you want to watch because there's so
many. And if you're a sports fan,
mm-hmm.
it's like you know, I gotta watch multiple sports games.
Well, every week, I watch. Do you watch sports games? Do you watch them? Do you go ahead and watch them from the other side there? Make sure the announcers are on the up and up.
Oh, sometimes I do. Yeah. I prefer not to. You know, everyone likes their home announcers.
Because when your guys score, they get all despondent, right? It's like, hey.
Yeah, it's weird. You want to be excited. You follow a team. You want your play-by-play guys know more about the team.
Yeah.
And they, you know, it's just directed marketing.
You don't want to be like, oh, the Cougs gold another puck.
That's right. But I watch the majority of the games on the internet. Internet illegal streams on the internet because they happen when I'm at work usually.
It's not illegal to you though. It's illegal to whoever's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I'm not even owning a copy of it.
No.
Look, I'm not saving that for later or trying to do anything with it. So.
You're talking about it now.
Uh-oh. Well, I didn't say the score.
Whew.
So.
Spoiler alert. 3-2.
Okay, you know what? Here, let me do my part for you, television. Okay. Shop at Canadian Tire. Buy a Subway sandwich. Geez, what else? Panago Pizza sure looks good. And those are the three ads they run during hockey, so.
Uh-huh.
There, see, I did my part. What if that, you know?
Yeah.
What if you could just say, you know, Matador Records. I don't know, whatever record label. Mm-hmm. Sorry I stole that album, but, you know, I'll talk up whoever your new person is that you're trying to market, you know?
Yeah. They should put ads on the records and give them away.
At the end or the beginning?
The bridge.
Oh.
Thinking about that?
What?
You giving that a mull?
Nope. A Martin mull.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. I'd like that. Audio coupons?
Yeah, what about like free somethings if you do X number of something else?
Yes!
You know?
That's the best way to do anything.
Captain Olympic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what his name was?
Captain Olympic.
He was the guy in the comic books who was all like, sell some magazine subscriptions and I'll send you a bike.
Oh, yeah.
That guy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Captain Olympic, more like.
Should have been. Better be. Fan
Better
edit.
Be? Oh. speaking of edits, we were talking about the minisodes, and discovered that minisodes are not available in Canada. We are not allowed.
That is some bullshit, and I can't watch the New Kids in the
Sony Viacom says, Canada, you gotta watch the full episode illegally.
Yeah. I don't... God.
I know, it's like every week where, hey, you're fucking up, everybody, but seriously. Oh, we're not going to make this available to you. Huh, I guess I'm going to have to find another way to steal it.
Yeah. Nice
try. You can give it to me with an ad.
Yeah.
You know, a Google ad even, a personalized ad that I might even want to see. There's a million things you could do, but by denying it.
Brian, you're out of milk.
That's right.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Always out of milk. Just denying outright doesn't.
Brian, you have some off putting.
Mm hmm. Because I'm out of milk.
Yep.
I had to use,
Diet Coke.
Yuck. What would happen?
Be healthy, that's what.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Pudding cheese. Why isn't there, sweet cheeses?
How come when you buy a jug of milk, you don't get a little packet of bacteria in case you want yogurt or cheese?
Shake that up, put it in a little, little plastic container there.
Yeah.
It's it'd be like flavor packets.
Yeah.
Mushroom and oriental flavor.
I would just end up eating the packets, though.
Where's my oriental flavor milk?
Just eat the fucking packet of...
Acid?
Yeah. Whatever turns cheese into brie or whatever. Just...
Wait, what?
La, la, la.
just cottages.
Cheese and ballooning agent.
Yes. Punch. Blue cheese flavored milk.
Ugh. I've accidentally had that a couple times.
You only need a little bit. A little bit,
yeah,
a lot.
that's true.
A little dab will do you. Mm-hmm. It's the problem with milk. It's not strong enough tasting. I mean, you have to drink a lot of it to, you know, get the desired effect.
Yeah. Milk mouth.
Lemonade.
Throat coat.
Is it around the corner, fudges made? Is that how
yeah.
you learned it? Talking about that? Yeah.
Yeah, why? What do you got? Over the shoulder fudges
also,
made?
Also heard push the button fudges made, and you push your belly button.
Ew.
It incorporates the belly button. Come on.
I guess.
Everyone's got one.
Yeah, I know. That's...
Not everyone has milk.
No.
So.
Everyone's got some kind of boob, though.
Hmm.
You should see my jugs.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. That would mean we were hanging out.
I was telling Heather that I was jealous of her bras. I was like, I wish I had bras. And she's like, you know, there's something you could do. You could get rid of those, you know. And I was like, yeah. I don't
like
to do that. I just want them supported.
Like lipo or something? Or?
I don't know. I think she was implying like exercise, movement.
No, here's what you do.
Okay.
Just get fat in between the boobs.
And it'll all smooth out.
Just even it out, yeah.
Yes.
You'll just have a roll up there, that's all.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not boobs, so.
Oh, I remember that one movie about three boobs called Total Recall?
Mm-hmm. Three boobs and a little lady?
Yeah.
That's what that movie should have been called.
Mm-hmm.
The three boobs.
What else we got?
Wow, I've never heard you change topics from boobs so quickly.
Oh, we could go back to boobs.
No. Obviously, you think you're gonna get in trouble or something. So
no. Let's boob it up.
Look,
boobs.
If your wife has started to listen to the show again, we can make some adjustments.
No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, all right.
I don't think she would want to do that. She hears enough of me. I'm around all the time.
I know. She doesn't like me at all. So what's in it for her?
Yeah.
So
she likes you.
What?
It's true.
No.
Yep.
Never since I did that thing.
I know.
Yeah.
Better not do that again. Better find out what that was.
Women.
Do it one more time to make sure, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like every other woman out there. I'll never find out what it was.
Whoa.
Hmm?
You want to talk about women?
Yes.
The deal with them and such?
Yes, please.
The noticing evers?
I wonder about them sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's a good wife, I tell you. Lately, I'm telling you, it's been like...
Wife update.
It's been something. It's been great.
Good.
Yeah, we had a little, like,
Sour
patch of, you know, it was just stress. There was just some stress. And I said, hey, lady.
Watch out for that icy patch.
Let's just not stress.
Puppets. Oh, yeah.
And lately, she's just been, like, just happy and just fucking funny as hell. Firing on all cylinders.
Nice.
She's got a comeback for every joke, and they're all great.
Just like the old days.
Yeah. No, way better than the old days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's funnier than ever.
She was better than ever. She was funny in the old days? That's not why you fell in love with her?
No.
Uh-uh. Oh. Okay. Let me write that down.
She understood that I was funny.
Oh, I see. You wore the comedy pants.
That's right. But now she's dishing it just as much as she's recipping it, and it's great.
It's good, man. She channeled it.
Yeah, totally. It's good.
That's what everyone's got to do, man. It's easy. It really is easy.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
You've heard?
To fucking... No, I think letting go of shit is actually pretty easy, but it's just scary is all.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think I ask you know a lot. I've been thinking about that.
It's rhetorical, though, right? I don't actually have to know it, do I?
It is, but, yeah.
Hey, we got some competition coming up.
Uh-oh.
What do you think about that? A little petish.
Hey, I don't think you should, I like that. Shortening the word by using the middle part. I don't think you should spill those beans just yet in case it don't pan out, you know?
That
whole, like,
when have we ever done that?
Don't announce your pregnancy until the baby's crowning, you know?
Yeah.
I just asked you, you know, and you do know.
I do.
You did it twice. I'm the one who doesn't know.
You don't want to spill those beans, though? You don't think that's, it's not our place to say?
Spill those beans out of that hagfish belly.
Ew.
Ugh.
I bet those things are good, though.
Huh?
Hagfish beans, I bet that shit is good.
Well, I guess.
You don't want to see them coming out, though. You just want them on a
plate. I don't think the insides of fish is, very, you know, like fish organ
meat.
They
don't really eat that.
It's not, no.
You don't see a lot of that.
I think so.
Around. Knife goes in. Guts come out.
Gross.
What? It's from The Simpsons. You ever seen that show?
No. Did you watch the, thing?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
I was going to want to.
You're saving it up, right?
Yeah. I didn't want to break the seal.
Save that up for another 20 years when it'll really mean something.
Yeah. Then it'll be really good. Cause
it's like, well, it's the whole thing, you know? Like, we can celebrate it, but I don't miss it because it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Well, think about how great this season is going to be in 20 years when fucking they're celebrating their 40th anniversary and it's, you know.
Well, it won't be compatible with my non-3D television. I mean,
that's my big fucking beef with The Simpsons now. I was fine with everything. I was like, hey, they can fucking write that shit as bad as they want. It can be just whatever. I don't care. You can't ruin it. No matter how bad it gets, you can't ruin it. And then they figured out a way. They're like, hey, we're going to put an extra commercial break in there.
Oh, really?
It's 4 segments now.
That throws off the rhythm of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
The rhythm of the night.
Yeah. So the rhythm fucking got me. Just like they said it
would. Do you know the lyrics to that chorus of Rhythm of the Night? Offhand. Can you say them at me now?
The rhythm of the night. Whoa.
That's not the song.
It's coming after you. In a Cadillac wearing some lace gloves.
See, that's a commonly misheard lyric. It's not actually Cadillac.
Oh.
Cataract.
Catamaran?
It's actually Catamaran. Coming after you in a catamaran.
No, I don't know if I know that song. Rhythm of the Night?
Okay.
Has it got a whoa-oh in it?
You know what? It might.
What's the typing sound?
What?
I like the way your keyboard sounds. Mine's not that clacky. Mine's all
rickety. Hold on, is this
tabby.
Here? Hold on, let me see. All
right. Oh, shit!
No.
You could hear the Cadillac.
I don't know what's going on there.
That was good.
It's not what I wanted.
Did you play that yourself?
Yes.
Good job. You want to talk about the NAMM show?
The what?
The NAMM show. NAMM. NAMM, NAMM.
NAMM, NAMM, NAMM show?
The NAMM, NAMM, NAMM show.
What?
Yeah, then all the new music gear coming out.
What?
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
There's a new K-Oscillator. You know, remember when you were looking at that one K-Oscillator thing? You know? This little synth generator square pad thing?
Yes.
You were looking at that and you're like, oh, that's pretty good. Well, I got a new one that's even better and more expensive now, so. Think about it again.
Oh, shit. Wow, good thing I waited.
Yeah. To save up.
Wait, it's, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. It just sounds different ever since I pushed that button.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck happened? Is it New Guitar Day? Was it what happened today?
They're still working on it. People are at the New Guitar Day. New Guitar Day. But it's not, no one's gone and flickered it up yet or whatever. Yeah, New Guitar Day is happening right now. And I'm not there, which is good.
Where is it?
Anaheim, I think.
Anaheim?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You ever heard of Anaheim?
Yes, I have.
It's where they have Disneyland.
We have a hockey ride there.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
You can go on it.
And do it at it?
Do it to it.
Is it a hockey ride? Is it like Space Camp?
Space Camp the Ride?
Space Camp the Ride, Lego Fruit Snack Cereal Cartoon the Ride.
Space Cramp.
Y'all done?
What?
Y'all done?
All done.
Okay.
All done.
Is there any Muslim guys on G.I. Joe?
Spirit?
That was the first one I thought of, too, but I don't think so.
Absolutely wrong. Muslim guys. Well, I don't think you would necessarily know, would you?
I guess not.
Maybe Mutt.
See, I only said Muslim because I didn't want to say Indian.
Oh, I see what you're saying there.
Because then you would have... And you still did, so...
Is that what you were really going to say?
Damn it. Yeah. You think?
Muslim G.I. Joe.
Were there any black cobras?
Black cobra. That's what should have been one of their names.
They got the full mask. That's what it was.
Oh, yes, yeah. Although, there's a lot of them where you could see skin poking out, so...
Right.
Difficult to tell.
So, alley vipers, all black? No, even then, they had the little...
Kate and alley vipers?
They had the little eye slaps.
What do you think of that?
I don't know. It's resonating like you might have said that to me before.
Ah, you fucking dick.
Well, I'm not against you.
The audience doesn't know that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't know shit.
The audience is a tally of all your Google statuses ever.
The audience is Italian.
Yeah. Is there an Italian G.I. Joe?
Did you just say Jew Joe?
Yeah, was there an Italian Jew-Jai Joe?
Wow. Italian. I don't know. I guess they weren't very noticeably ethnic or anything.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Jew-Jai Joe against the evil gunks.
Gunk Viper. It was part of those eco warrior.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah.
A Gunk Viper.
Nothing says eco like Dayglow paint jobs.
Oh my god, did you just say Dago?
Yeah.
Facial.
Dagopage.
Dagobah.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa, no. Speaking of breaking the seal. Wait, I already said something about droids before, so fuck it.
Yeah, but that's a real thing.
Fuck it, do it over.
Yeah.
Droids are not real.
Uh-huh.
Where?
Fucking Teddy Ruxpin.
That's not a droid.
Wait,
the Google phone.
Yep.
The Google phone.
Google phone saved.
Boss,
it.
The Google phone. Hey, yep. Phil, what about the Google phone?
Boss.
Each time I say this, I'm getting hits for our podcast.
Oh, right. Because have they started doing that? Audio scanning?
Yeah, they're mining this shit, man.
Oh, that's good. That'd be cool if they started just interjecting ads.
Fucking Gmail ads are the most hilarious thing because you can be chatting at Gmail about something retarded and it'll give you an ad about something retarded that you just said and you're thinking, no.
That's not what I meant, Google.
I don't have an example for you.
Yeah, me neither.
But keep an eye on that. I mean, yeah. Remember when that first came out and people were outraged?
Mm-hmm.
And how dare they infiltrate my privacles?
Yeah.
To find out what kind of things to advertise at me? How dare they? They're reading my shit.
They're reading it. They're not reading. They're reading it with their eyes, and they're like, "Now what? What can I put with this?"
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, at times I wish there was a evil overlord who was watching and keeping tabs because it would at least be smart.
Yeah, it'd be targeted a little better.
Yeah. Maybe we can get jobs doing that.
That'd be cool. Because then you could finally get milk alerts.
Oh, and yeah.
I could get email ads about like, hey,
do you think that'll ever catch on?
You should take a shower
on
today. You should probably wash your feet. Hey, Phil, did you brush today?
Jew brush.
I can't help it, dude.
Jesus.
I'm all riled up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
From underbrush.
Yep. I watched Inglourious Backwards.
Backrat.
I watched Inglourious Backwards and then, you know, a bunch of Nazis spitting bullets out of their bodies.
Oh my god.
Into guys' guns.
Yep. Did you like that movie?
Oh, I fucking loved it.
It was good, huh?
Yeah, it was great.
I enjoyed it.
It was a fun time. It was a party. Party in my eyes.
I watched the new first episode of the New Kids in the Hall series.
Oh, really? We don't get that in America.
I know. You can find it on the internet.
How does it play out?
Here's the thing. CBC is playing it for free on their website. They are giving it away to Canadians. You can watch it for absolutely $0 as long as you have an internet connection.
How many advertisements do you have to watch in for what?
None. No ads. They just play it in a video player. If you're in Canada, you can watch it on CBC.ca. You can go and get it for free. So therefore, I say CBC, to you, America, you getting it for free from another source, same thing.
CBC, is that government owned?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's weird, man. You guys don't have a government media.
No, man, because we got fucking freedom.
Freedom is the best, and why would you want to listen to something the government was giving you for free that your tax dollars are actually paying for, so therefore it's actually for you? It's weird. Like, yeah, like I don't really think about it that much, and then I realize that America doesn't have that, and how America would hate to have something like that. It just would not fly.
We do. We have National Public Radio, and everyone.
Yeah, but that's
it.
Not. Yeah, exactly. I mean, CBC ain't the best or anything, but they
get it's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Triple J's government run too, and I love that shit. I listen to it all the time. I know that I'm completely not the target demo, but
sure. Target demo man?
Target demo, I guess they say there.
But, are we not men?
Yeah. Hello?
Well, anyway, it just strikes me as weird that we have this government-run media outlet. It's radio, several radio stations. And
you guys have, like, the worst government in the world.
Pretty much.
According to our news outlets, which are not government-run. So.
Yeah, boy. Boy, that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, everything. Everything ever is exactly as you'd expect if you were a John Campbell comic. Hang your circle in shame.
I would hang myself, but I have no neck.
Mm-hmm. Guess I'll just close my dots. You've been reading his hourlies? You've been reading John Campbell's hourlies, man?
Of course. We're friends, aren't we?
That's some good shit. That is some good shit. He's hanging out with some weirdos nowadays.
Yeah, they all look the same.
Yeah, but...
It's worse than a Scott Pilgrim comic, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Worse? Same as.
Better.
Better than?
More of.
Equal of.
Mm-hmm.
At approximation.
I don't know who that is, though.
Similar?
Who? Scott Pilgrim?
Yes.
I'm not friends with him.
Why not?
I don't know. I never met him.
You're friends with Scott Pillbox.
Yeah. Who draws that Scott Pilgrim?
What's his name? Lee O'Malley.
Is he related to John Campbell?
From Canada.
Oh. He's Canadian John Campbell.
No.
No.
Mystery punctuation?
Is that what you guys call question marks?
Yeah.
Say Z for Z and mystery punctuation for question mark.
Well, ladies get their punctuation in the, the month there.
Interrobang.
If they're lucky. That's what I torture. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are we done?
Yeah, I guess.
This is a good show. It was a good show, man.
What?
I feel like we just got started just now. I feel like this has all been preamble to the real show.
So, I should cut the music then? Or no, too soon? Is it too soon?
Oh, I've already left.
Oh, all right then. I feel like there was something we had to follow up on.
Sandwiches?
What was there a sandwich thing? I watched that Julia Child make that sandwich.
Oh my god, wasn't that the best?
Yeah.
It was like, and the best part, as you know,
uh-huh.
as you mentioned, the best part, she's putting anchovies on it, and she's all like, now, if you don't like anchovies, you could try sardines. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that no person likes one and not the other, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if I could tell them apart. Anchovy's real salty and sardine's not. Sardine's got to be salty. Anyway, play us out. We didn't see that bipedus thing.
That's old.
Doing that? All right.
That's found a hat.